Blog Talk Radio.
There we go.
Oh, shit.
Two, three, four. Where's Brandon?
I got my phone there.
Who she said? Here.
Some of that shit we used to eat back in the day.
Hey, give them some
of
that.
Talking about a little bit of that, man.
Philly Shine Radio on a Thursday. We about to get real live. Got some crazy music going back, you know what I mean? Shout out to Sean King. Y'all heard that new shit, Trap Beckham, Juicy J, and Project Pat, Where That Booty. We going to have some fun today. We going to talk about how much do you disclose when you start a relationship, you know what I mean? And like, and then also with your girlfriend. Do you tell them everybody that you fuck? And with your dudes, like, do you tell them everybody you fuck? Like, do you really do that? Like, oh, no, you can't fuck her. I fucked her. Or, yeah, that bitch got some good pussy. That's good to fuck her. Like, I don't know what guys
do. So, do guys tell their homeboys?
Shout out to Sipping with Sammy, who with me and shit.
Do guys tell their homeboys everybody fuck? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, something like that. Like that.
I believe if you really was out here, that's impossible.
Listen. That was a minute. All right, yeah, that's what's up. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. We had to do a little promo and shit. We're going to let Toucan handle the highlight text and shit, give us the drawing and shit. But no, not saying that just if the woman's out there, you know what I mean? Like, regardless, out there, because at the end of the day, you know how bitches be thinking now, and niggas don't give a fuck about if they ever was a hoe. But bitches be thinking like, oh, my wholeness is deleted. Remember when Drea said that? My wholeness is deleted.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. Because what happens with that is that a nigga still tell his man, like, yo, be careful, she cool, but she out there. And then she puts up a Facebook and an Instagram post saying niggas gossip like bitches. And that's where them posts come from. Because I looked out for my man because I ain't want him to fall in love with you, knowing that you probably wasn't going to do right by him. The same thing, girls.
But you can say probably.
Yeah, but that's
so
why.
So for you to even say probably. It's bullshit because it's like, are you the same person you was in the fifth grade?
For the most part.
You is?
Yeah,
I know,
same
right?
Fucking personality. I've been this
no, you ain't the same person.
I'm telling
you changed
like,
a little
I mean,
bit.
Bullshit. When I start getting
you changed somewhat. Are you changed? Is this relationship?
I'm probably the same nigga since I was.
You changed. You changed. Like people change
no,
all
people
the time.
Do change, but this is the thing. If,
you people change.
You, know
you
nigga,
can't all. You gotta sometimes
you
give people
nigga,
the benefit of the doubt.
But if you know a nigga,
a bitch might be like, "Oh, all right, maybe I was sucking a lot of dick before, but now I don't want to suck a lot of dick.
Yeah,
I want to suck one
I
dick."
Think, I don't think my homie want to be in the mall with somebody that done sucked half the mall up. Like that's not thorough.
Half the mall, like yeah,
that's what
crazy.
It be. Like we
no,
know
that's
it
crazy.
We out with these chicks,
those are crazy now. Now,
brown cow.
Hold on.
And you,
now,
you know what I'm saying?
Now, like, on this, I'm not giving no pass, and then I'll say I don't really say it on Instagram or on social media, but on Philly Shine Radio, I will say. If a woman is out there too much, you know what I mean? You can't really defend that. You know what I'm saying? Because I've had certain girls, you know what I mean? I wanted to be like promoters and, you know what I mean, doing different things because I thought they were beautiful. They wanted to be a model and stuff like that. But certain women will straight up tell me, like, go honest, I date. You know what I mean? Let me know if you got some niggas that got some money.
Yeah, some players.
And it'll be, you know what I mean, straight up. But then I have certain girls.
That's similar too, though. That's just the other side.
But yeah, I have certain girls that, you know what I mean, they try to pretend like they're something they're not. And then it's about, you know, having to find out that shit. But that pussy, You know what I mean? Giving away your pussy for free and trying to work and be productive don't work for nobody. It don't work for nobody.
And it causes depression and heartbreak.
Yeah, yeah. Why would you want to do that to your self-esteem? Your self-esteem is really important. You should only fuck when you're feeling important, when somebody's whining and dying to you. You know what I mean? I don't regret nobody I fucked. They all treated
something.
Me good. So, ladies, I don't be on Instagram like, oh, my God, that nigga broke my heart. That nigga broke me off first.
You made
I'm
a great
good.
You made a great point about
I'm real good.
Promoter chicks that want to be on the scene. But then on the flip side, there's a lot of artist females that got to slow down too, man.
What do you mean by that?
Like, there's female singers, rappers, and entertainers that bounce from rapper to rapper to rapper to rapper.
But she might be
like
in
that.
Love. Wait. She
nah,
might be in love, though.
You gotta be careful because the city too small and these niggas are smacking each other over this shit. Like, it's going down. I ain't naming no names, but...
Yo, you can't be getting upset about... Yo, I swear to God, the worst thing is the crime of passion. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the worst thing.
That's the most common thing.
And it is. It's so common. Like, crimes of passion.
Too.
Like, even I heard about some rapper I knew. He ended up killing a shorty mom and then killing himself. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Because the mom like took the bullet for her daughter, which is
right.
Shout out to mom.
Yeah,
she an angel. She a hero angel. You know what I mean? And then even talking about it, like kind of makes my heart race. But you know, people feel some type of way.
Like, and he said it like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, this shit crazy.
I've had one of the first models I ever got to work with. Shout out to I forget her name. Right now,
it's cool.
Damn, I forget her name right now, but she used to promote me a lot, and it was so crazy that she was a part of a murder suicide. He killed her and killed himself. I don't know what happened, but all I knew is like she was like one of the most professional people ever, but she was so bad. She was always at like not only just like even hood events and hood videos. She was doing fashion shows. She was just like a top. She was a real top bitch, and I loved her for everything that she did. I don't want to fuck her name up.
It was on the news and all that, right?
Years ago.
I didn't know Shorty, but I remember the story.
Yeah, she used to work with us a lot, you know what I mean? Back in those days. Because
you've been doing this for 25 years.
Something like that. 10. Yeah, a little 10. You know what I mean? Double digits beasting and whatnot. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
100,000 hours in.
Hey, listen. It's definitely fun, though. We have fun.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At the end of the day, it's like, you know, before niggas even, like, you know, not to go to that.
Set of body painting. I'm going to be working behind the bath bar station that we have. Oh, whoa. Can you turn it up?
What time is it?
Okay, can you turn it up? Turn it up.
We have about
50
more
okay.
I got to go to the war channel.
And I want one of these. So either way, I can you just tell me how to
check. Yeah, absolutely.
You can't press the button.
BlackAware exclusive. Run that shit back. BlackAware exclusive.
Go
run
ahead.
That shit back.
I got the vicious whiteboard and run all that shit.
Take a whole
list. We're in a movie, they just pass me candy, the whole movie. Like, it's movie candy. Like, I'm eating candies and gummy bears. I'm in a movie like this. Like, on some pastry shit. Like, that shit was spooky.
This is my song.
Make a little video. $1 million game in a minute. Hold on, pause. Last week was real lit, you know what I mean? And we had fun this past Tuesday. Shout out to DJ Mill, my special guest, real dope. TC Hicks said he's on his way. What's up with Twerks and Turks? Wait a minute, Turks
and Twerks. Twerks. I know.
I'm going to call him a Twerk. Turks and Twerks. I could do that. I could do tongue twister. You know what I mean? I could do tongue twister. No, what's that? No, I don't do all that shit.
I
can make
you
come
like
real fast.
Half of what's going
to
be there.
We're going to
have.
Not you, but you know. Go ahead.
We're
going to
have.
Ignore us.
I'm going to keep talking.
Ignore us.
We're going to have chicks there that are getting body painted live. Like, you know.
Where is it happening? Is it really a secret?
It is a secret.
So how do we get, I'm coming with you.
So,
I'm just going to stay with you.
Absolutely. Well, you're already on the list. So, good. You're already on the list. So don't even worry about that. But this is one of those events where it's beautiful because it's a, if you know, you know.
So, Glock aware, we know.
Y'all
don't need to be around.
If you know somebody, you already got the link. It's a ticket.
I got the link, nigga.
I don't need the link. It's going to be on my Instagram, y'all, but I ain't going to tell y'all where I'm at. I'm going to turn my Google location off.
Exactly.
Google is news.
We're
also going to have a blow up basketball cap, like castle. So inside, it's a big space.
So, like, we could jump on a, like, a mountain?
No,
moon
so you
bounce?
Can, like, it's like a moon bounce, but you can shoot. It's a moon bounce.
I could jump and
oh,
shoot.
That's where I've been.
I don't do shit like that.
I'm getting money right there. I'm staying right by that
fucking
money.
We have.
I don't do that bouncy house trampoline.
I might get one
of those. I don't need to bounce. I bounce enough walking down the street. I don't need to be on those fucking trampolines.
Fran, me
and
Bob
will
bounce with the hoops on.
Fran will be there trying to hustle and shit. Hustling basketball. Y'all going to be over there hustling basketball.
We could do some white man can't jump shit with the niggas. We just hustle right now.
What's the allure? Hey, do what you want.
Yeah, it's going to be a very beautiful event. Pretty much everyone in the cannabis community is coming out, so you'll have a chance to, like, see what that entire scene is like. Because there's no drinking. There's no food. There's no nothing.
Oh,
it's straight weed. So you're going to see what the event is like when it's smoking only. And they are dope ass event. I used to work with them.
That's my guy. Thanks.
He
that's
said
what I'm talking about when I said I had the white boy that passed me mad candy and movies and shit.
Oh, lit.
Look
at this coming around full circle and shit.
I was a part of this thing that he
Lily though or
no
his trial?
Oh, look at y'all.
Not his trial, but why he's on trial.
Oh, allegedly.
So
allegedly.
The events that you happen here. That was one of the things that I was a part of. That's how everybody knows me. Because I came up with shout out to him. He is that guy.
And shout out to
Rachel.
Shout out to Kitty.
Yeah, she is.
She's awesome.
This is so cool.
That is actually how I
niggas
got
be connected on Philly Town Radio. But no, I'm like a meth maker and shit. Like, out of nowhere, it'd be like, but no, like, I know thorough people, and you know, and a lot of thorough people come to the G shop. So, you know,
well,
why not connect? Why not connect?
My first start. Like, I, you know, wanted to be a part of, like, just the cannabis industry and everything. And if it wasn't for Poe and for Kitty putting me on, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Maybe. I don't know. I think me and you was meant to be. Like, she's just, like, you know, so much love when it comes to me. This is my sister. And for real, we just, like, really got a crazy bond. So we probably have met, because you always damn goddamn town. I'd have seen you down there.
You would have met at some point, but, like.
She's always damn goddamn town.
How I started all of this is, you know, I have to give credit where credit is due.
That's
and,
what. Shout out to
Paul.
Shout out to Kenny.
I'm
glad
like, right.
I asked you
this. So,
well,
what's, my guy.
Well,
yeah.
What's going on this weekend? So this weekend's event was canceled. We just only focused on Terps and Twerps.
So I'm only focusing on Terps and Twerps.
Okay,
this
that's
weekend.
Fine. I got other shit to do.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Because I was going to drop that shit to do stuff with too.
I was looking forward to that as well. But I will just be actually just going up to Massachusetts just to wave. Because it's recreational up there.
Yes, right. How about that?
So,
I have yet to recreationally smoke weed. That's what it's word. That's the word for it. I've just smoked weed. I've never
doing
smoked recreationally.
I was doing it medicinally.
Oh, that's what it means. Sorry, I've been recreational.
Yeah, you can make that legally.
I might have been crossing my fingers, so don't worry about what I'm doing.
When you do it in, like, a legal state.
Yeah, because then I could do it outside. I could tell a cop.
You know where you should do it? Go to Vegas.
I'm planning on going to Vegas because I actually really want to support Reed Dollars. Shout out to Reed Dollars. I don't give a fuck who he battling. He went in, you know what I'm saying, August 11th out in Vegas. Yeah, it's going to be real lit.
It's recreational out there.
Yeah.
When it first came to Nevada for recreational, they had to call a state of emergency a month later because they ran out of weed.
Yeah, I remember.
When they make it recreational in Pennsylvania, a lot of niggas going to get rich. Ain't nobody going to, it's never going to be a drought here again. I can't wait. Can y'all get it popping soon, Philly? Pennsylvania, let's go.
Medicinal, let's go.
I support the black
one. Yeah, but no, but not for, only for oils, not the leaf. The leaf.
True, but
the
flower, from what I was told by a friend of mine who was, like, helping to, like, change some of the laws, the flower legislation is about to go over very, very soon.
They're trying to. Yeah, I can't wait. So we got to get out here and vote, y'all. The next day, Thursday, I do is going to be the day before my birthday, and we're going to have, like, a real fun party up here in. Like, I know we have black parties, meeting parties, meet and greet, decipher.
What kind of party is this? Which one is this one?
It's going to be lit. Maybe we could get some twerkers? That would be great.
And an orchestra.
Everybody's invited. We're gonna make it like a circus. Since I'm not scared of clowns anymore, we can have like a twerking clown and shit.
That's what makes it classy because we have a string orchestra.
Yeah. I can bring a string.
That was the hardest part today. I was like, they gonna twerk to an orchestra?
Yep.
I need that.
Yeah, like some violin and shit.
Like,
we have a viola,
orchestra.
Yeah. Hey, listen, cello, oboe, whatever you're going to use. Make an orchestra out of anything. Shit, cello and shit. Cello. Right. Reading a book and shit, right? Yo, I read and smoke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I definitely be reading and smoking. Like, because at the end of the day, like, when you smoke weed, it takes some time, so I don't like to just smoke weed and not do nothing. You know what I mean? Like, you got to do something.
All right, I got a controversial question. Okay. What do you think about weed and your religious beliefs?
Possible? I mean, you make it. The all religious books make you feel guilty. So you know what I mean? It's on yourself.
Because I believe that weed is against the law, not against God. So I'm just wondering what people take on the head.
I don't know. But no, sometimes people, they have their own little guilt or whatever. I'm not a person
but
that's going
to
have
that.
But
if you're somebody that reads and smokes while they read, you can help you to sit there and read. And get
I will read, read, I will read a Bible.
That, you know what I mean? Does that, I'm just wondering.
You know, it's a plant that, you know, whoever you believe in,
Chad,
they created
that.
It.
Exactly. It's natural.
I don't know.
Like, see, look at that. See, Shad, like, listen, nigga, I don't even smoke on Sundays. I go to church.
Absolutely.
Of course you can.
No, but you know
what? Niggas be high shit.
I heard Uncle Russell Simmons, I heard him say some cool shit that, like, everything you do in life
racist
is a form of
like, I'm joking.
And it's like, well, if you believe that philosophy, the way that he put it, then you pray when you high a lot anyway.
Right.
Like,
I feel like you shouldn't even have to wait to get on your knees to pray. You know what I mean? Pray all the time. It should. You know what I mean? Have that prayer and love for, you know, wanting to, you know, achieve something, wanting somebody to reach a goal, wanting somebody to be safe. You know what I mean? Always. Because niggas out here is crazy. They just don't give a fuck. Like, and then even to close out the topic, because I'm ready to just like play a lot of music.
Uh-oh.
Where Toucan at? But I feel like if somebody is doing something you don't like and you don't address it with a person, unless it's somebody who you really control, like an employee or your child or something like that, and they don't really, like, give you the feedback that you want, like, you have to learn it. People need to learn to cut people off and stay away from them. Like, if nobody is good, then you feel like they're lying to you, feel like they're stealing, whatever type shit. Like,
you have to
stay
them
away
off
from them.
You just have to control what you gave.
Like, you can control, you can guard yourself, but at the end of the day, it's still let it go. Don't be trying to fix no fucking crazy people out here. But shout out to my boy. He just came in his bitch. I don't have no music from him yet, so I'm about to play his, can I play your performance track? Is it all music? Oh, okay. I'm about to play your performance track. We're going to get in there with Tiffy Hicks in the building, you know what I mean? Shout out to HK, you know what I mean? It's all love. We live here at Philly Shine Radio. Thank you so much, TME.
Yeah.
You real official. I just love your birthday. Your birthday was the best day ever. That barbecue, you know what I mean, was real lit. I was real full, and I had so much fun that night.
And if everything goes as planned, we should have another bonfire as well.
I can't wait. We used to do bonfire stuff when I was in Georgia.
Okay.
We used to do because, like, in Milledgeville, Georgia, everybody had land and everybody had trees, so they always had to set that shit on fire. And we would just smoke weed around the joint. Bonfires
on. We gotta do it on some city slicking shit. We get little fire pits and shit.
No, no. Oh, that's just. Oh, yeah, just doing a little joint.
I mean, we had it at a mansion last time.
Okay, y'all. All right, we'll count that. But no, I'm talking about a real big. Yeah, don't call me on the fire for no reason. I love fire.
I love it. You know what? I told Stacey to my friend that he was just today. I mean, last month at my birthday, they said you gotta do the destination part.
Yo, because this is going to be the space for it. We're going to look that up. Shout out to everybody checking us out. Philly Shine Radio. First, we're going to figure it out. We'll be right back with my girl, Ashley. You know what I mean? Follow on Instagram. And my boy, T.C. Hicks in the building.